This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America, like, our friends in Denver, KNUS, AM 710, the answer. Hello, Denver, how are you doing today? And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now, all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol doing a bang-up job along our borders, and we appreciate all of them for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers too, thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And let's not forget the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers included in that group as well. And please check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Go over there, take a look at it, see all the different things we have to offer over there. You never know. You might be able to save yourself some real money on some things over there, and some of it's free. So, you know, there you go. But we start out hour number two, the weekend edition, with the national anthem. Thank you to all those who serve us in uniform, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. We thank you very much for your service to America, and we don't forget about you for one second on this program. Now, we're changing things around on the weekend edition show. Hour number two is going to be a little bit different because it's going to be about you, and it's going to be about stories that some of you have heard and some of you haven't heard. For example, I have to tell you about this. We've got news coming out of Iraq. Reportedly, a drone airstrike has destroyed an Iranian missile depot in Iraq. We've also got news coming out of Afghanistan, in Kabul. Apparently, outside the Kabul University gates, a bomb went off and killed a bunch of people right there in that area. Again, usually when this sort of stuff happens in Afghanistan, especially around a school or an institution, that would be the Taliban, because that's something that they are dead set against, and that's anybody getting an education, especially females. If there's any women around that are going to school, Kabul University. So those are the two stories that have come out. But what I want to go to right now is instead this Iranian capture of these two ships. Now, make no mistake about it. They went the other day, earlier in the week, and took a United Arab Emirates tanker and their crew of 13 in. They're still holding the crew of 13. We don't know what their status is as of the moment. And then yesterday they were very busy because they stopped a British-flagged Stena Imperial tanker with a crew of 23 aboard. Now, the crew made up of folks from India, Russia, Latvia, and the Philippines, certainly an international crew. They were approached by unidentified small boats, which later turned out to be IRGC fast boats, and a helicopter gunship overhead, which ordered them to stop, which they did. They were boarded. Their papers were checked out, and then the vessel was taken into custody for non-compliance with international maritime laws and regulations. That's what the Iranian people said, and it was taken to an unnamed Iranian port, although we believe we know where it went. We believe it went to Iran's Qasem Island, which is where that all those fast boats come out of. There's a substantial Navy base there, and with that, we lead up to what started all of this again the day before, and that was the taking down of the drone by the United States forces. And here is President Trump talking about just that.
The United States reserves the right to defend our personnel, our facilities, and interests, and calls upon all nations to condemn Iran's attempts to disrupt freedom of navigation and global commerce. I also call on other nations to protect their ships as they go through the strait and to work with us in the future. Thank you very much.
Well, there you go. Now you know what the president had to say yesterday. And again, we did take down a drone, an Iranian drone, that was coming at our amphibious assault ship, the USS Boxer. It had been warned several times, several different ways, and we took it down electronically with a new weapon that we have on some of our Navy ships. So surprise, surprise, Iran, we disabled your drone and splashed it right in front of you. Alrighty, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch rolling along. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you've been struggling with severe or nagging pain and you've tried a lot of different things to try to get rid of it, and maybe it works and maybe it doesn't, I got a great idea for you. It's called Relief Factor, and you can try their three-week quick start for only $19.95. Now, I've had a lot of injuries, and at one time, for the better part of 10 years, I had to take something called Mobic and Flexerol, thinking that that's what I was going to be stuck with the rest of my life, but it had some side effects to it, and I got sick and tired of the side effects, so I said, hey, there's got to be a better way. I'm going to get rid of this stuff, and I did. And I told my doctor, I says, what's the most powerful stuff I can buy to use that's not doesn't have drugs in it? And they said, well, Aleve. I said, okay. So I bought Aleve and I started taking it three times a day with meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now that works, but I'll tell you what, you run the risk of bleeding internally and externally if you cut your finger or anything like that. And I said, no, I don't think that's too smart. Then I heard about Relief Factor. And my big nemesis is arthritis. Because of the injuries I've had, I've got arthritis. It's set in not only my back, which I've broken twice, which has been fused, but also my ankle, which is surgically replaced, and other parts of my body that just ache, and I can't seem to get rid of it. Well, that wasn't the case when Relief Factor came along. I took the three-week quick start. I did it exactly the way it said to take it to begin with. You start out with three times a day. That's a packet of four pills each, three times a day. And then I was able to back it off down to two. I tried the one, but that doesn't work. So I tried the two once in the morning, once at night, both with a meal. And guess what? It works. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out what's there. Give it a shot. $19.95 is all it's going to cost for the three-week quick start. And if it works, you're welcome. And we've got several people on the program that are already taking that, and they're kind of going to let me know how it works out for them. And there you go. Now, this is coming in as of just a little while ago. Apparently, late last night, our time, once again, Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy Special Forces stopped a third oil tanker named the LR2 Poseidon, which is a Panamanian flagged vessel. Now, the oil tanker was stopped by the IRGC in the Gulf of Oman Sea. Now, it's highly possible that the IRGC will release this tanker, but right now we do know the Stena Impero, which is operated by the UK, registered with the UK, remains seized. 23 crewmen are aboard, and armed guards are on the ship. Meanwhile, maritime traffic shows there is another tanker that was stopped. So this was number two. It was detained for about an hour, and then they were allowed to go on their way. Now, this was about 4 hours ago when tanker number three got stopped, and we are not sure what's going on with that right now, a Panamanian flag vessel. This stuff has got to stop, folks. It's got to stop now, and we got to get rough and we got to get tough. It's time for the Navy to go in and do what they need to do. Time for the Air Force, too. I'm telling you, this base these boats are coming out of, and there's actually two or three of them, but this base these boats are coming out of, time to just strategically go in there and destroy their Navy. Destroy their Navy. We did it once before under Ronald Reagan. We did exactly that under Ronald Reagan, and we need to do it again. All right, 877-969-8600 if you want to opine, if you disagree or agree, 877-969-8600. Now, what Iran is trying to do here, ladies and gentlemen, is they're trying to get the price of oil up to $100 a barrel. That's their magic number, $100 a barrel. They've said it before. They've said it in the past. They've said it recently. $100 a barrel is their price. Well, where we're at right now, where Brent crude is at right now, is $62.47 a barrel. West Texas crude is at $55.63 a barrel. The problem Iran has, there is a glut of oil on the world market. And in the United States, we are not even talking about any tankers being over the Gulf in the Middle East because they don't need to be there anymore. We don't need that oil. We have plenty of oil. We're delivering our oil to Central and South America, to points in the Pacific, and we are not delivering oil or picking up oil anywhere in the Gulf anymore. We just aren't. And that's a good thing, because believe me, they'd be trying to grab our ships too. But they might have a different story, because our ships, I'm sure, would have armed security details on board to repel any attack that came at them. And the British are going to wind up having to do that if they haven't done it already. Plus, we understand that there may be some more warships and some more military assets coming from other countries into the region. Because what we have to do now is put together a coalition of the willing. You're talking about the world's economy here and how quickly the Iranians could throw the world's economy into an uproar by shutting down or slowing down dramatically the oil tanker and commercial shipments that go through the Gulf through the Straits of Hormuz, and make their way onto Europe. Now, think about that for a minute. The Iranians have it within their power to control everybody's finances over the next few days or weeks or whatever, however long we let this go on. And we just can't do it. We just can't do it. This has got to stop. As I said just a minute ago, tanker number three, detained. We don't know if it's underway or not. A Panamanian flagged ship. So that's number three. Three different vessels so far. And there'll probably be a force. As long as they can get away with this, they'll continue to do it. Until somebody blows some of their vessels out of the water. That's what it's going to take. Again, Ronald Reagan went through this, what they called the Tinker War. Think about that for a minute. All right, and let's see here. Good morning, caller. Is this Dan the Man?
This is Dan the Man from Lafayette.
Well, go for it. What am I saying? Do you agree with what I'm saying?
Oh, I agree, but I think our coalition of the willing, it looks like it'll probably be 90% of the United States Navy and 10% of the British Navy.
Well, we also have the Saudis that say that they're going to drop into this. They said that late yesterday.
I question anything the Saudis say. They have some of the finest equipment in the world. We sold them the best,
yeah,
but we haven't sold them enough of it, and their people don't want to fight. They're not fighters. The Chinese depend more on the Persian Gulf oil than the United States does now. But we have to defend it for the entire world. We have to defend the Persian Gulf for oil for our adversaries.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to see the Chinese go there and take care of the Iranian Navy because they are more dependent on Iranian oil than we have in 40 years. We don't even need Iran's oil anymore.
Yeah.
But let them take it. They're more dependent on it. Let them take care of it.
Yeah.
And the French and the Germans, NATO's so weak now, it's name and only. There's not much organization, not much military muscle behind it. We ought to really take that, close that down, and take our assets to the South China Sea, because we are wasting money in Europe.
Well, we are adding to the South China Sea, and Europe wants to go it alone with the European, whatever they want to call it, force.
They've had that force for a while, but like NATO, it's only a name of a shell organization. It was the used to be European Cooperation Defense Force.
Right.
Well, okay, go at it then, because they have the money now. World War II's been 70 or 80 years now. They all should be standing on their own 2 feet. We'll see how it goes. And really, you wouldn't have a military force in Western Europe if it wasn't for the British. And they went out of European Union. They're losing about half of their military muscle when Britain finally leaves.
Now, Michelle Obama has chimed in the middle of all this stuff. Not only the Fab Four, the Saab Four, Squad. She's chimed in about that, plus she's chimed in about what's going on in the Middle East, and she's saying, it's our America, meaning Michelle's America.
I tell you what, her husband did more to screw up foreign policy and the direction of this country his 8 years in office than any president in recent memory.
Here comes the music. I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Captain. Good talking to you. Have a good weekend.
Yep. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, our professor emeritus from up there in Lafayette, Indiana. All right, we're coming back. Take a look at our first military and veterans news segment. And I'll be right back right after these messages.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hours after Iran denied that the U.S. downed one of its drones in the Strait of Hormuz, Iranian state TV now says Tehran has seized a British flagged ship. The company who owns the British tanker says they did lose contact with the ship earlier on Friday. Now, Iran is denying that we shot down that drone, but according to National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Yes, there's no question that this was an Iranian drone, and the USS Boxer took it out, as the president announced yesterday, because it posed a threat to the ship and its crew. It was entirely the right thing to do.
President Trump says he's unhappy with Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, saying that he believes she hates the U.S. and she should be lucky to be where she is. The president again reiterated that he's not a fan of the send her back chant, which took place at a recent rally in North Carolina. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, if you're in one of those dead-end jobs, if you go nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, I've got an idea for you that'll help you jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they've got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Veterans, post-9/11 veterans, your GI Bill takes care of you. pre-9/11 GI Bill veterans. You'll have to check and see with National Aviation how much of that will be covered. And if you have to get a student loan, well, they can do that too. You qualify for a student loan, you'll be able to get one. Now, I will tell you this. I've seen a lot of the folks that have gone through there, talked to a lot of them, had people call the show and tell us, you know, they've got tremendous jobs, making a lot of money, and very settled in what they're doing. Everything is going good. And you can have that, too. All you got to do is check them out online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And take the tour. Take the tour of one of their locations. Give them a call. 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Again, take the tour. Find out what they're all about and what it is that they're doing. Now, we'll update you as best we can because Denise is coming on here in about 20 minutes. We'll update you as best we can first to let you know that there have been three oil tankers in the last 24 hours, and if you want to add 48 in it, four oil tankers that have either been seized or stopped and then let go. Now, since yesterday, Iran seized one oil tanker that was flagged and registered in the United Kingdom. They took it to their military base where the crew of 23 is being detained along with the vessel. There are armed guards on board. And there were two other vessels that were stopped and boarded and searched, and they were allowed to go on, one of them being Liberian registered and the other one Panamanian registered, and they were allowed to go on. And that's all happened since yesterday morning at this time. Now, keep in mind that the United Arab Emirates vessel from earlier this week is still with their crew sitting in Iran under custody. So we've got two tankers and their crews that are being holed up in Iran and two vessels that were let go. This is not going to stop anytime soon until we do something tough and strong and resilient against them. John Bolton and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are not going to be able to negotiate their way out of this deal because the Iranians have specifically said, and they're doing this for a specific reason, $100 a barrel oil is their goal. And if they can slow down or stop oil pickups and deliveries, because what the big attraction is in the Persian Gulf is that's where the oil ports are, where they load up their cargoes and go on their way. That's where the oil ports are, where they load up their cargoes and go on their way. And they have to go through the Straits of Hormuz sometimes to pick up in Saudi Arabia. They have to go through the Straits of Hormuz sometimes to pick up in United Arab Emirates. That's just the way it is. The oil depots are not located, if you will, out on the Indian Ocean side or the, well, there's a couple of them, smaller ones, but they're not the big ports, and they don't have the clean oil that they want for the different uses they're going to use it for. Dirty oil you can get anywhere. So think about that. Now, also, the Senate committee, the Senate Armed Services Committee, has approved both of President Donald Trump's picks to be the two top spots in the Pentagon, Army Secretary Mark Esper for Defense Secretary and Army Chief of Staff Mark Milley for the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They've both been allowed to go to a vote on the floor. That'll probably take place next week, and then we'll have them permanently in place. They're both good candidates. I look forward to some great things there. Now, the U.S. decision to exclude Turkey from an American-led fighter jet program goes against the spirit of alliance, the Turkish government said Thursday, and called on its NATO ally to reverse its decision. Now, the reason that we stopped the F-35 jets from going to Turkey is because of the Russian S-400 missiles that Turkey was insisting on putting in there. Now, all this is going to do is if they had F-35s to go along with the S-400s, is give Russia a much better opportunity to figure out how to intercept our so-called stealth jets. And we don't want that. And I don't think it's a good idea either. By the way, the obsession with great power competition to confront China and Russia may be important, but the U.S. military is still more likely to face terrorism and insurgency in future conflicts, some lawmakers and veterans of the military on the intelligence community said. It's a good thing we've got some military folks, former military, on the House Military and Intelligence Committee. Now, the U.S. military has brought back the remains of more than 20 servicemen killed in one of the bloodiest battles of World War II in the Southeast Pacific from Tarawa. They're bringing them back to Pearl Harbor to be buried there with full military honors. And to that, we say thank you for a job well done. To that. Also, when you take a look at what we're confronted with these days, the Pentagon is doing a lot of relocating of their assets around the world. And they're getting moves out of old facilities into new facilities, or combining with, let's say in England, they're combining our U.S. intelligence with British intelligence, that sort of thing, so that we all operate in the same building and don't have to be chasing each other down for whatever reason. Now, a U.S. intelligence gathering hub at the Royal Air Force Base in Molesworth, one of the several American bases that's been slated for closure, could stay where it is as the Pentagon reconsiders a plan to move the center to a different site within an intelligence hub along with British intelligence forces. Now, the United States and South Korea will conduct joint military exercises as planned later this year, despite the warnings by North Korea that the drills may affect the resumption of nuclear talks or prompt more nuclear or missile threats. Again, I point out to the audience that Kim Jong-un needs us a lot worse than we need them. And the United States has transported an American citizen who was alleged to have been an ISIS fighter back to American soil from Syria in order to face trial for his alleged involvement with the terror group. We'll be talking to Denise Simon about that when we come back. All right, our next Highway and Byway report coming up. Don't go anywhere, and then Denise Simon will be with me, and you'll have hour number three, Denise Simon, segments number one and number two. All right, Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
All righty, Jerry Reed, eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers and Byway Report brought to you by your favorite pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Remember, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore, so check them out. pilot in Flying J. Tell them the captain sent you. They might get a free cup of coffee like they do up there in Valdosta and Lake Park, Georgia, listening to us right now with the Ray Didio on. All righty, here we go. Dangerously excessive heat and humidity continues from the Midwest all the way to the East Coast and the Atlantic Ocean, including all the way to Nova Scotia and Maine up I-95 from Florida to Maine. Now, oppressive heat and humidity will continue through Saturday from the Midwest to the East Coast. The Midwest will get a slight reprieve on Sunday as a cold front drops down through the Great Lakes area, while excessive heat continues in the East Coast to the Atlantic Ocean and up into New England. Strong to severe storms will also bring the potential for damaging winds and hail and heavy rain on Saturday. Right now, we do have in South Dakota, Rapid City, South Dakota, I-90, in particular, you've got an area of severe storms, and flood watches and warnings are in that area right now. There is some bad weather in that area coming out of Montana, Rapid City way into South Dakota, so I'll be advised of that. Now, from a standpoint with heat, we'll start in New Mexico. Rio Doso, White Sands, New Mexico, Clovis, New Mexico. You got excessive heat warnings today. Temperatures 100, 105, possibly even warmer. Now, in the panhandle of Texas up there, Amarillo, Lubbock way, and hello to you folks listening to us there. You've got excessive high heat warnings there. Coming across the panhandle of Oklahoma, I-40, all the way across to North Carolina and the East Coast and the Atlantic Ocean, Wilmington, you have got high excessive heat temperatures to travel with all the way east. In addition, in the central and southeastern part of Oklahoma tonight, we've had some severe thunderstorms in those areas with some flash flood watches and warnings. And today, the excessive heat warning is there as well. All of Kansas, all of Iowa, all of Missouri, all of Illinois, most of the southern parts of Wisconsin, and now just about all of Michigan are in these high heat warning areas. So I-90, I-94, I-80, going across from Iowa into Illinois, into Indiana, into Ohio, into Pennsylvania, all the way to New York City. You got high heat warnings and advisories there. By the way, in the mountains of Pennsylvania along I-80, up around Snowshoe, you've got some rain there tonight, and some flash flood watches in the area. Some storms have been severe through there. And Jersey and Delaware and Virginia and North Carolina and South Carolina, all the way up and down through there, high heat warnings and advisories. It continues up into all of New York State, whether you're going up to Canada or whether you're going across from Boston to Buffalo, all the way through there, including Vermont, including New Hampshire, including Maine, the southern part of Maine, I-95 all the way to Nova Scotia, high heat warning. So be advised, travel with some extra water for yourself, and also make sure that you've got some 50-50 mixture. I would not just say throw a case of water in the vehicle. I would say get some 50-50 mixture antifreeze and keep that handy in case you need it for your radiators, because it'll cool a vehicle off a lot better than it will just dumping water into it. That's just a plain and simple fact when you deal in those high heat temperatures. All right, and that's what you got tonight in terms of the weather. Now, keep in mind that the highways and byways of America have got truck stops on them. And there are truck stops, and there are truck stops. And your home away from home should be your local Pilot and Flying J Travel Center. Because many of the pilots have modernized, gotten bigger. They bought some other truck stops to give them a facility for the big truck parking and all the different things that they have there. You can do your laundry there. You can cash a check there. You can get your permits there. You can have wireless internet access, not only in your truck in the parking lot, but inside. Great lounges with big screen TVs and all that. So check out your Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. All right, and joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, we need to establish that it's not one tanker. It's not two tankers. It's now three tankers, one of which has been detained and is under armed guard. Oh, that's the British ship. But a Liberian flag vessel was stopped and then allowed to go on its way by the IRGC. And then late last night, our time, a Panamanian vessel was stopped in the Oman Sea, which is not in the Straits of Hormuz, a little further out. And again, it just isn't going to continue. It just isn't. Something's going to break here real soon.
Well, the LR2 Poseidon was one that was detained for a minute or two. We don't know necessarily how long. That's a Hong Kong, it's flying the Hong Kong flag with a Hong Kong home port. It has armed guards on it, which might be the reason that
they didn't stick around.
They didn't stick around. And it is underway. It's in the middle. I'm looking at its map that was updated about 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the Gulf of Oman.
Mm-hmm.
So the interesting thing, I've been watching these tankers. Some of this is way above my pay grade here. But I've been watching these tankers pretty much all day. And what's particularly interesting is the two a couple of weeks ago that had, they got hit with the limpets, they had stopped at the Fujairah port. And so did the one that the IRGC has now.
Mm-hmm.
The others that were somewhat detained but were let go never stopped at that port.
Mm-hmm.
So something tells me that the IRGC has some operatives sitting over there at that port.
Sure.
I don't know why someone's not paying attention. Maybe it means nothing. It's just something that I saw that's got me scratching my head.
Well, it's known that they load oil all through the Persian Gulf, and then they have to come back through the Straits of Hormuz one way or the other if they go up, say, to load in Saudi Arabia. And you pointed out that some of these vessels are going to Asia, and they go northwest before they go south.
They stop in Fujairah, there's no reason for them to keep going to which is an oil port. There's no reason for them to go into the Persian Gulf or the Gulf of Oman. There's no reason for them to go there.
Unless they're loading some other oil of a different quality, because they do look for cleaner grades of oil. Maybe they got one of their compartments
I have no idea.
The ships are compartmentalized. I know that.
I have no idea what their deal is.
Yeah, and they may be
kind of confused.
Yeah, and here's something else that I thought of too after you said that. Maybe they're loading basic oil, and maybe they're going up and they're getting kerosene, or they're doing something, putting in one of their compartments. You know, who knows? But obviously we don't, so we're just speculating, and that that can get people in trouble, right?
Well, I mean, this LR2. Poseidon, when it's flying the Hong Kong flag, is purely a crude oil tanker, nothing more.
Okay, well, when we come back from this break, we'll talk more about this, folks, because it's a fluid situation. It's not going anywhere. Something's got to give. They will not be allowed to keep just going out there and grabbing tankers. That's not going to happen. Something is going to happen soon, and we'll talk about the coalition that's been put together. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.